The Oireachtas Justice Committee has just released its report on direct provision and the International Protection Application Process System, containing 43 recommendations. The document was launched in Leinster House in the past few moments by Committee Chair Caoimhín Ó Caoláin, Sinn Féin TD, who said that throughout the course of its engagements, it became abundantly clear to the committee that the direct provision system is flawed and in need of fundamental and ambitious reform, preferably replacement. In a moment, I'll speak to David Stanton, Minister of State with responsibility for equality, immigration and integration. But first, Jennifer Bray, political correspondent with the Irish Times, is in Leinster House where the report is being launched. Jennifer, can you run us through the main points of this report, please?
Yeah, good morning, Sean. So overall, as you said there, the members of the committee have come to the view that the direct provision system, which is currently in operation here, is flawed and it needs root and branch reform. So what it finds is that a new allowance should be introduced for parents in the system, and this is to address what they say is an increasing cost of education. It also calls for a new oversight body to be established, which would be primarily for inspections, and that consideration also be given to removing the nine month waiting period for work. Now, there is a question here around funding. What kind of funding will be needed for this report? So key to the report is it's saying the use of emergency accommodation, that this must end as soon as possible, because part of the problem at the moment is that increasing numbers of people who have positive decisions in their asylum applications, that these people are remaining in the direct provision centres because there's nowhere else for them to go. So it's calling for a substantial increase in funding to appropriate bodies such as, I'm presuming, the Peter McVerry Trust, etc., and that assistance and support should be given. But that's not the only call for funding. It's also saying that at the RIA, the Reception Integration Agency, that also needs to be adequately resourced. So we know that between 2001 and 2018, the state paid out around $1.3 billion on commercial expenditure for accommodation, against what was an initial allocation of $1.15 billion. So that's a difference of $210 million. So there's a couple of things here. The questions really are, will the government listen to this extensive report and will it make the funding available?
Now, there were suggestions that it might come up with the idea that they move away, the state move away from using commercial accommodation and provide its own. What can you tell us about that?
Yes, yeah, so it's quite critical of the reliance of the state on these commercial accommodation centres, and it says that we should move potentially towards looking at state solutions. Now, we've heard this argument before a number of times, and to a certain degree those recommendations are quite moot because, as we know, at the moment the Department of Justice is seeking tenders for new accommodation centres, and these are commercial providers and they are looking to spend approximately $320 million on that. So honestly, I think that's a finding that won't particularly go anywhere.
Yes, and I see as well that they recommend that an expert group be established to conduct a comparative analysis of best practices in other jurisdictions that may be adapted for implementation in Ireland. But so is that another study group?
That's another study group, yeah. So obviously we're talking about another report here. So this obviously will be separate to the establishment of that oversight body, which I talk about, which I mentioned there. That's more of an inspectorate, I suppose, and that would be independent of the Reception Integration Agency. But the comparative study would look at how other countries house their asylum seekers, what the supports are, what the payments are, how the state intervenes, whether it's commercial, whether it's state. And you know, I suppose it is quite surprising that this hasn't been done today.
And Jennifer, there obviously we've seen from the recent protests from Uachtaráid to other places like in County Leitrim and Achill, of course, people complaining that local communities have not been consulted properly about direct provision centres being established. Is there anything on that particular topic in this report?
Yeah, so it does talk about the need to engage with communities. And this, as you say, is something we really have seen over the last few months, and particularly in Achill, where the department did come in for quite a degree of criticism from locals who said that they weren't adequately informed of the plans in time, that there was a bit of misinformation. And of course, when that starts and you have things such as Facebook groups, etc., you know, we all know where that can go. So I think it'll be, the onus will once again be on the government to make sure that they don't just pay lip service when they say that they will consult with local communities, but they actually set in place a programme of consultation and that it has a structure and a boundary.
Right. Thanks indeed for that. Jennifer Bray, political correspondent with the Irish Times in our Ardagh studio. The Minister for State with Responsibility for Equality, Immigration and Integration, David Stanton, is on the line. Minister, thank you indeed for taking our call. What are the practical suggestions in this that you feel you can, of the 43 recommendations, take on board and act upon?
Well, Sean, the report is personally just published, so I haven't had an opportunity to really study it in any great detail, you appreciate that, yet.
Would you not have seen drafts?
No. But I really welcome the actual publication of the report. Any work in this area that feeds into our knowledge is very welcome. So I that's my first view. It does highlight the importance of national standards, which I published with the Minister last August. And we worked there with UNHCR, NASC, Children's Rights Alliance, Equidia, Spirazi, and other NGOs on that. So those standards will improve conditions in all the centres, and I agree with the committee on that. A new inspection regime, they're calling for that, that will be put in place before January 2021. We haven't really decided how it's going to be done yet, but that is going to happen. And there may be unannounced inspections, but again, we're working on that at the moment. I want to say as well that the system of providing supports for people seeking international protection has been radically reformed in the last number of years. It's nothing like what it was even 5 years ago. People now have a right to work. We have brought down the waiting time to 15 months and 9 months in urgent cases. People are moving out, and the decisions are being making are being made quick, faster.
Yeah.
So there's a lot going on here. A lot has happened. We are also in the last file, we've opened new centres in Barrasoe Cane, Ballinamore, and they are state-of-the-art own-door self-catering, exactly what Judge McMahon said in his report. And that's what we're aiming for in all the centres. And Ennis again now is opening up as well. And again, that's going well. Regarding consultation, I mean, we're very, very anxious to consult with local communities before we move people in. And that happened in Barrasoe Cane. Our officials went down and met people there, the community leaders, on a number of occasions. And I must say, I met myself with the community leaders there last week, and they're very happy with the families that have moved in there. Great community in Barrasoe Cane, really, really good. Ballinamore, the same. They had a lot of concerns and queries and questions. They engaged with us before anything happened. We paused doing anything. We sat down with them. I met them three times. And I must say, now people are moving in and everyone is happy. So we are consulting.
Any progress in Achill?
Well, officials did go to Achill and met with people there, and I have said more than once there's no need for people protesting. We want to engage, we want to sit down and discuss with people as to what our plans are. But officials did go down and meet with people, and I'd hope that would continue. We also are opening.
And how soon do you think you could see people actually being brought to Achill and
I don't know.
Put
I mean,
up there?
Our door is open to meet with people there at any stage. So Kinvara as well, people have moved in there, and that's going well. As I say, Elis Dunvarna is a fantastic town, great people, going extremely well. The same in Wicklow. Ballyhadrine has got international renown for the welcome that people of Ballyhadrine have given. So all around the country, in our 40 centres, it's really positive with the engagement with local people who do work. But
now,
we are working as hard as we can to improve matters. We have the right to work now, which is 9 months, and over 3,000 people have got certificates to work. And obviously, at a time of full employment, that's very important.
Yeah, now, they do say, the committee says that the institutionalised living is failing to fully respect the rights to privacy and human dignity of those indirect provision centres, and they want to talk, they want to see the shift towards the provision of own-door accommodation. That's something you say has been introduced now in Ballinamore and Barrasoe Cane. But how many of the people will actually have the right to cook for themselves and their families in suitable facilities, as is called for?
Well, at the moment, over half of the people in the centres have that facility to choose their own food, to cook their own food for their own families. And we are moving now so that everybody eventually will be in that position.
Right. So you see that something as making steady progress, do you?
Yes, it's hugely important that people would have that possibility. Now, they also mentioned an independent group to oversee our report on the overall system. And you referred to that yourself there, Sean, a few minutes ago. Can I say that recently we did establish, prior to this report being published, a review group, which is chaired by Catherine Day. And that is reviewing best international practice in this space. And they will tell us next year sometime what they'll come up with. But can I say as well that there's a new head of the International Organization for Migration has come to Ireland, Lalini Vesemi, and she has said that, you know, what we're doing here isn't that bad. It compares favourably with what's provided in other EU member states. That's not to say it's perfect, but we are working as hard as we can to improve matters.
And finally, they say, children within the system should not be overlooked. Child-friendly materials and legal advice should be made available to children in the application process, particularly those unaccompanied. Social workers assigned to unaccompanied minors should receive adequate legal advice in regard to lodging of applications, and minors should not be transferred to direct provision system upon turning 18, but must remain or should remain under the responsibility of TUSLA until their application has been concluded.
That last bit is problematic because someone over 18 is obviously an adult, and TUSLA, so we are in discussions with TUSLA on that one. But can I say that the Ombudsman and Ombudsman for Children have both free access to the centres to meet with people and to report to us and to respond
to us. And to adjudicate on complaints?
Yes, absolutely. Their job, their role is to take complaints from people in the system and to report back to us. And we treat their reports, as we do this report, very seriously indeed.
Okay, Minister, thank you very much indeed for coming on the line. That's the Minister of State with responsibility for Equality, Immigration and Integration, David Staunton. Quick break.